We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77. WABC. This is the 77 WABC Entertainment Report, sponsored by Quote Cowboy. Now, here's Lauren Conlon.
Hi, guys. So before we start, I just want to tell you that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits with Quote Cowboy. So call 844-753-SAVE. That's 844-753-SAVE. You don't want to miss out on your Medicare benefits. That would be bad.
No, that would be bad.
Sid, you know that Bernie and I were just talking smack about you for a good 5 minutes.
I didn't even hear it.
And you didn't hear a word. We were saying the worst things.
The worst things?
She just kept going.
She says to me, he can't even hear. I said, no. And I started calling your name a C blanker.
Right.
And you did to take it up the you know what.
And blah, blah, blah. And that you have some poop in your pants right now. We were just going and you were just looking at your phone
and you couldn't hear a thing.
You literally just stared right at me and put your headphones on as I was saying that you have a dump in your pants right now. So that really happened.
Well, I guess you got me again.
Wake up!
You know, I'm so focused on the upcoming conversation.
Sorry. Okay. So, guys, I want to tell you, I did a few more red carpets. I did a few more interviews this week. And, you know, I really want to bring the listeners and you guys some fun movies to watch that are coming out now that they may not have heard of. So, The Birthday Cake is a great crime mob boss drama that comes out today in theaters or on demand. And I just released a new episode of the podcast with Vincent Pastore, who stars in it. Wow. You know Vinny from
Big Pussy.
Yes, exactly. Are you allowed to say that, Sidney?
Well, it's a character name, so yes, you can. Soprano.
Can I say it? No, I'm not going to say it. Okay. Anyway.
Who was the character in James Bond's movie?
No, Pussy Galore.
That's true, too.
But I don't like to say it. It's like the word, like, scrote. I don't like that word. You know what I mean? It's gross.
I used to call Ida Miss Scrotum Face.
Oh, yeah. That's
all
disgusting.
All the time.
That was like a staple back.
It was. That gives me tingles on the arm.
By the way, his skin needed staples. Never mind. I mean, the poor guy.
Okay. So basically, I had Vincent on to talk about The Birthday Cake. He reminded me of like, oh, I don't even know how to describe it. Like an uncle at Thanksgiving who's not like all there, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's losing it.
He's older. He was lovely, right. But he just was like, you know, it's hard to explain. You'll have to listen to the podcast.
I
kept in some of the awkward silences we had just because I thought it was very funny. Mm-hmm. So you'll see. But anyway, the movie's good. It's very watchable.
It is good.
It's a great film. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like you got to love a movie when a fight breaks out in the first 2 minutes, right? That's always, I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. And then I covered the red carpet on, it was Monday or Tuesday night of a new film called 12 Mighty Orphans, which is a family film. I will say the star of the movie, Luke Wilson, did not show up to the red carpet, and that was very disappointing for everybody. Yeah.
That is not cool.
So they announced it. We're all there, and all of a sudden, you know, it's about to start. The PR person comes on. She's like, I got some bad news, guys. Luke is sick. And we were like, BS. He was never coming in the first place. Like, I mean, come on, guys.
He's a jerk.
He's not a jerk. I mean, it's just like this is his film. There was really one other actress on the red carpet, Vanessa Shaw, who is fantastic, but, you know, she's not Luke Wilson.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Luke Wilson's not even Owen Wilson.
That's also true. However, yeah. I like him. I'm a big fan of him.
Luke or Owen?
Luke. Well, Luke. Both. Yeah. Both. Yeah. I like both. Yeah. But, you know, so these are some good movies that you guys can watch if you don't have plans this weekend or you want to just stay home and chill or go to the movie theater. 12 Mighty Orphans and The Birthday Cake.
The Birthday Cake.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yes, you will love it. And you can go to the website and see my entertainment report all about that.
That sounds awesome. Red Carpet Rendezvous. Now, one of the stories that really made me sick this week was, you know, the Victoria's Secret story. Megan Rapinoe, great soccer player, won the gold, hate her politics, don't like her at all.
Right.
But putting that aside, when you think of Victoria's Secret models, you think of some of the most beautiful women in the world. Mm-hmm. Rapinoe is just not one of them.
That must have been a story in The Onion or something.
No, guys, it's a real story.
There's no way that's true.
No, it is true.
No, it's true. They're trying to diversify Victoria's Secret. They're kind of getting rid of the angels this year. So
now, Megan Rapinoe is the blue-haired lesbian soccer player, right?
Yes, correct.
She's actually going to be on the runway for Victoria's Secret?
I mean, it's going to be Megan Rapinoe. It's going to be Priyanka Chopra, who actually is very beautiful.
Yeah, she's pretty, right?
Yeah, and they're getting, you know, just activists and leaders in the LGBTQ community. They're trying to diversify and evolve and not... I mean, guys, I don't even know how I feel about this at this point. It's kind of like I'm indifferent. It's 2021. it's like you can't do anything. Well, I mean, you can't do anything. You can't have girls with big boobs walking down a runway in Victoria's Secret anymore because that offends people. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know about that.
But that's what I'm saying. That's how what their thinking is right now. Oh, we're offending people. We're, you know, these women are so, they're like Barbies and we don't want them anymore. But
right.
I don't know.
You're shaming us by showing them.
Exactly. Especially.
But she is also the Colin Kaepernick of soccer. I mean, nobody really likes her, right?
No, nobody likes her.
I mean.
No, that's not true. Of course. The left loves her. They celebrate her. Okay. She's a hero.
Yes.
You don't like her. I don't like her. But the majority of the country actually does like her.
Yes. Idiots. So they are actually really trying to shape the future of Victoria's Secret with new models like this.
You know what?
So
they are dead to me.
But guess what? Do you think these like crunchy broads are going to buy Victoria's Secret? The ones who actually appreciate like Victoria's Secret expanding? No. They're going to continue to either wear no underwear or like their old crusty underwear from like 2010 because they're hippies and then, and you know, whatever. So.
Right.
It's like you're playing to the wrong market, Victoria's Secret. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely. No, listen, this is a bad move. Megan Rapinoe. I mean, good Lord. You talk about she's not going to sell any lingerie.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's fine that they're doing this. I think they're trying to get, you know, a new audience and new customers. That's fine, but it is sort of the wrong
like
crowd.
She looks like Clay Aiken.
Oh, my goodness.
She does look a little
goodness.
Bit like Clay Aiken.
Thank you.
Yes.
Guys,
get her off the runway.
Comment about women's appearances like that. I mean, I feel like that's mean. That's
What is it, Clay? You're saying Clay Aiken is ugly?
I mean,
you're the one who's trashing Clay Aiken now.
Me?
Not me.
No, it's just mean.
She looks like she could be Clay Aiken's brother.
Boy.
That's not mean.
No, okay. You know what I'm saying. But, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, Bert. You guys kill me.
Oh, so
seriously.
Listen. Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Is she canceled finally or not?
I mean, I think she's on her way. So she has had to apologize many times. I don't actually care about her. I will say QAnon had it right. It's kind of weird. They had been crapping on her from the beginning, saying, you know, she's sketchy. Her tweets are disgusting about children, this and that. She's a bad person. And everybody's like, no. Chrissy Teigen's great, blah, blah, blah. And now look who is right.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely.
I hate to say it, but the QAnons were right.
There was this other headline in a satirical website. It said that true happiness is not knowing who Chrissy Teigen is.
That's so funny.
And it's true, right?
Yeah, she's obnoxious. I feel like you can't ever really change because, I mean, you can change and evolve as a person. But, you know, me, for example, I don't remember ever telling anybody in my life to go take a dirt nap or I hate them so much they should kill themselves. Either you have the mean-spirited nature in you or you don't. So I don't see how she can just all of a sudden get rid of that. You know what I mean? Always going to be there. She can stifle it, sure, but it's always going to be there. She's always going to be mean.
Unsaid in all the pop culture talk, us political types, we know that she's a flat-out racist as well. I just might as well throw that in. Our audience knows that. We know that.
Okay.
And so good riddance to her. Now, a lady who I like, this Rita Moreno.
Oh, she can do no wrong.
She's 89 years old. She looks terrific. Forget Jane Fonda. This woman is unbelievable. And she speaks. She's as sharp as a tack.
She is.
Lin-Manuel Miranda for In the Heights got slammed for, apparently his actors and actresses were not dark enough. I don't know.
No.
Somebody's actually watching the screen saying, they're not dark enough. They're doing that. Believe it or not.
Yes, no, they are. They said this is Washington Heights. Where are all the darker people?
So he grovels. He apologizes. But she went on Stephen Colbert, and she said this.
You can never do right, it seems. This is the man who literally has brought Latino-ness and Puerto Rican-ness to America. It would be so nice if they hadn't come up with that and left it alone just for now. I mean, they're really attacking the wrong person.
Yeah, good for her, right?
Yeah, well, then you know her.
I want to live in America.
I love that song.
Me too.
That
is a great song.
It's one of the best musical dance scenes in movie history.
Oh, it's incredible.
I watched it last night just because of Rita Moreno.
We should recreate it after Bernie. In the hallway out here. Get some fans and some, that'd be really fun. It's too bad. I have to say, I feel like her publicist stepped in after that and was like, Rita, you have to apologize now because it's 2021.
You think that's what happened?
I do think so because what she said was not wrong. I feel like people are attacking the wrong person here. Lin-Manuel, I mean, guys, he cast David Diggs, you know, who is a person of color as Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton. His whole, you know, he cast himself as Alexander Hamilton. He brought, I mean, the most amazing casting, diverse casting to Broadway in history.
Isn't that cultural appropriation when you cast a white character, a black man, as a white character? If you did the reverse, wouldn't you be in trouble?
Yeah, okay, it's too much at this point. But what I mean is I kind of agree with Rita, but I also understand people are watching it. They're saying, where are all, you know, the black people? It's Washington Heights.
Plus, you don't defend a guy who doesn't defend himself, because he groveled and apologized.
He did.
So she put out a tweet apologizing. I'm incredibly disappointed with myself while defending Lin-Manuel Miranda on Colbert. I was clearly dismissive of black lives that matter in our Latino community. So she she could have been a hero, and she puts out this tweet.
I don't think it's that bad. I honestly, truly, Bernie, I think that she just doesn't want the drama, and I don't blame her for that. I feel like I'm the same way. You know, she defended Lin, and then she's adding to her defense and saying, oh, and also, I do care about the black community. I don't think that's bad. Right. Why is that bad? She just wants to be right in the middle.
I would just have said, screw you. I said what I said. And
yeah,
that's the way I feel.
She doesn't want to be canceled. But she doesn't want, like, you can do
canceled at 89?
You can do nothing and get canceled. It's just, it's not fair and it's not right, but that's what happens. And then all of a sudden, she still wants to work. So, you know,
really?
I don't blame her.
I mean, what is she looking, competing for parts with Betty White? I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
89 years old. At 89, you have the right to say, go blank yourself. That's the way I feel, so shut up.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
She would have been a pop culture hero if she'd done that.
Okay, all right. That's you're not completely wrong, but I still stand by what I said.
I like what I hear.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This was another great report.
Oh, well, thank you, Sydney.
Filled with vim and vigor.
Thank you so much,
enthusiasm and great stuff. So, and it's brought to us again by who?
Oh, it's brought to us by Quote Cowboy. So just remember that you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So in case you are, call 844-753-SAVE.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. Coming up next, he is the voice of the New York Yankees on the Yes Network. Also hosts afternoons here on ESPN in New York. He's got a brand new book out. Our good friend Michael Kay with Bernie and Sid is coming up next.